I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. Many children in the Milwaukee area started the school year with remote learning, but not all families have the ability to stay home and supervise. So some childcare programs are adapting to facilitate virtual learning. I'm at the Wright Height YMCA in Brown Deer on a Wednesday morning. It's the second week of the school year for most Milwaukee area students, and some of them are doing their online learning right here. Brittany Campbell, a fitness instructor at the Y, is dropping off her twin daughters for the day. They're MPS students who started virtual school September 1st.
You know, I was stressed out as well, but it's nice to have that comfort of knowing that, okay, I can also make a living and they can also be in a safe place.
The YMCA of Metro Milwaukee recently opened 3-day camps for students in virtual school. At this location, there are 5 classrooms or pods with about 10 students each. Chris Schapelsky is the director of extended learning.
Depending on what school district they're in, they're all on various schedules right now. So it is complex when you have 60 kids here at Wright Height, and every pod, all 10 kids might be on a different schedule.
To see how that plays out, I hung out in what used to be the Y's cycling studio, now being used as a classroom. 11 6 and 7-year-olds are sitting at spaced apart tables with their Chromebook laptops, waiting for the school day to begin. I asked a Brown Deer student named Summer what she thinks of virtual learning. She says she likes seeing her friends' faces, but
it's kind of like glitchy. And sometimes we have too much kids in our class that only the teacher can see their face.
Once the clock hits 8:30, you can see just how complicated it is to get 11 students, all with different schedules and learning platforms, situated for online class.
Ava, are you in?
Yeah.
Does the Zoom link work?
A student named Mila, who goes to Augustine Prep in Milwaukee, talks with her teacher.
Can you hear me? Is it like glitchy?
YMCA employees Sam Fairchild and Kelly Graham are moving around the room trying to get students connected. Fairchild resorts to giving her cell phone to one child whose iPad isn't working. She says this whole virtual learning thing is a work in progress. The Y had to purchase several hotspots to deal with all the internet usage.
But every day is just new strides, new improvements.
There's a similar attitude at the Starms Early Childhood School in Milwaukee's Midtown neighborhood. This is one of 40-plus sites MPS and its Milwaukee Recreation Division are opening as the school year begins with remote instruction. Don Mendoza is the director of the day camp here.
It was a bump in the road in the beginning, boy, with the technology, but you know, that was expected. But my staff were wonderful, they problem solved.
When I visit Starms, there are 2 classrooms of 8 or 9 students sitting several feet apart from each other, listening to teachers on their screens.
If I take 2 from 4, I have 2 left.
A 6-year-old named Ariana sees my microphone and wants to talk.
School is amazing.
Ariana says she does get upset when her computer doesn't work.
Yesterday, I had a fit because my computer kept on saying you cannot be in this meeting, and I had a fit.
But she says,
today it's going really good.
Mendoza, the camp director, says each day gets a little easier.
It's a learning experience for all of us, and we're just here to assist and help out any way we can because, you know, parents got to work. You know, it takes a village to raise a child, so that's what we are.
She says if this village has to adapt to 40 children doing online school, that's what it will do. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.